This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hello, it's us from the future. This is Adol.
This is JPC.
And this is Aaron.
Well, come on.
No.
No.
We've obviously established we're 3 years in the future.
Yeah, and I've been a good person, so age has been kind to me.
No, it's 2023. Our bones are dust.
Yes, we have big news. The podcast is still going.
Yes.
And time travel exists.
Yes.
I bet what you're thinking is, haven't they run out of riddles by now?
We have to go back. I'm sorry. We have to go to Outback Steakhouse and get a bloomin' onion.
Awesome Blossom.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking of Chili's.
Oh, let's go to Chili's.
I could do Chili's.
We have to go Chili's.
Chili's.
Aaron, you having a good time?
It's not you, Aaron. It's your Chili's.
Well, I'm just thinking, why are we worried about the riddles when you should worry about running out of water? Good night, everybody. Good luck in the present.
Hey, Riddles brought to you from the Furnace Tunes.
Any likeness to Christopher Lloyd or Michael J. Fox? Credits
are rolling. Oh, you're listening to Hey, Riddle, the only podcast.
For now.
We're pleased as piss to be here in your eardrums delivering
you. Did you piss in the punch? Shit. For listeners, JPC served his punch, and then he just said he's pleased as piss. So
I have a GoFundMe.
He brought it in an Uber, and so it's all over his pants.
Sloshing all over.
I have a GoFundMe that is run by the fans to piss in everyone's ears.
What?
That's the new podcast, baby. That's what people
want.
Sorry,
I had piss in my ears.
Clean the piss out of your ears.
No one has talked about my leopard coat, and I've been wearing it this entire time.
Aaron, that's a leopard coat?
You have trained me not to make fun of your appearance. So I never will.
Why would you make fun of this? I look like an incredible.
What's the material, Aaron? Would you tell? Would
I'd
you describe
it as
this?
Mop?
Fur? No, I'm just kidding.
This
I would
is
never
not
do that.
Fur.
I'm not a nightmare.
And I don't know
it's
the
fleece.
Leopards. It's fleece.
It feels
fleece
like sandpaper.
Coat.
Why are you touching it?
It's so soft. Anyways, I look incredible. I look like I'm about to throw red wine in my ex-husband's face.
Is it
I
new?
Got it like an hour ago. I didn't buy it. It was a gift.
And also, wow. Aaron, speaking of, how is the divorce? Not amicable?
Not amicable in the time of my life.
Not amicable?
I love drama.
And you were married to an amiibo?
What's the story here? You got this?
I got this from my boyfriend's mother who brought us Valentine's Day gifts.
Wow.
What we need to create right now, before we move forward, we need to create a term for the parents of the person you're dating. So you can't say mother-in-law because that would imply marriage.
Marriage.
Yeah.
But we need to create a term for significant other's parents so we don't have to say.
My backup? No, that's not quite right. My second choice? No.
My thank yous? Because you thank them for their offspring?
Hear me out. Hear me out. What if you call them your fuck parents?
Ooh.
No.
I like it. Aaron?
Aaron?
I'm sold.
Aaron?
I might call them their names.
I'm happy and fuck parents.
What if their names are the same as your parents' names? Then you can't do that. And that happens to a lot of people who are fucking their cousins or their brothers.
There you go.
Sisters.
What's up, guys?
We need the name, the
Aaron,
term.
We need the term.
Okay, what's
we
the
had
term?
Fuck parents, but you shot it down.
Red Aaron.
Red Baron Keefe. Love your pizza.
So this is your significant other.
You're like
so
the other day
I hung out with Gemma's dad.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, there's times where I don't know what to call her. I know what to call her, but I don't know, I don't want to say, like, I'm going to
what about,
dinner
what, I'm,
with...
I'm honestly into SOPOs.
SOPOs?
Significant other's parents. SOPOs. SOPOs. SOPOs.
SOPOs.
A total social
SOPOs. SOPOs.
SOPOs.
Wait, wouldn't it be...
Is sopa's a thing? Is that a thing that's already...
Sopapillas!
Sopapilla.
Sorry, don't go in the bathroom. My sopapillas.
We have very smart people who have their master's degrees who listen to this podcast. How about they tell us?
Yeah, but no, they're not creative. Yeah, let's
do sopas. None of those people.
Yeah. No, and then we also have...
They're unlistenable.
They probably can't have significant sopas. Others either.
They're going to die alone.
Not have those problems.
I think our entire listenership is people getting their master's
sopa degrees. Sopa de ropa, Portia de Rossi, Sophia de Coppola.
I think it's going to be sopas.
Sopa.
Sopa. Did you meet my sopas? I went out with my sopas. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes, I like that too.
JPC, trademark that.
I will. And hey, if sopa is a slur that we are not aware of, tweet it at the show. Let us know. We'll apologize. We'll send an email. We'll send an email to all the offended parties.
There's a parrot out there with psoriasis. He's like, sopa? That's what I am.
I think sopa is good.
It's a psoriasis parrot.
I think sopa is good.
Well, my sopa gave me this coat. I feel very
warm. I
have
a pull-out sopa.
I also do love... Yeah. So, I don't know about you guys, but do you call your parents, or did you ever call your parents by their first names? Like,
I would do it to my mom while she was at work to humiliate her and put her in her place. To make her laugh. I'm kidding.
My mom is Vicky. My dad is Larry. And we never really called them anything but mom and dad, I think, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
My like brother's grandpa calls my mom Miss Vic, called my mom Miss Vic, and so I think it's funny to call her Miss Vic. But we never really like did that. But when I met other people's parents and they would introduce like themselves as like you know their first name, like Jeff, I always loved the fact that I could be like, hey Jeff, you know, it's because it's like, you can't do that with your parents. But so I do like calling.
It is pretty great.
Significant others, you know, adult people by their first name, because then, you know, your significant other won't do that.
Especially when you're like a 12-year-old kid and you're like, hey, Jeff. And you're like, oh my God, I'm a man.
When you're a 12-year-old site, Jeff.
When you're a 12-year-old kid and you get to be like, hey, Dave, how's the divorce going?
Yeah. Hey, Maureen, can you get me some juice?
Hey, Todd, these tacos are subpar.
I think that until I was like
Ellen,
high school,
you are glowing.
College age.
Ellen, you messy bitch.
Miss and Mr. Mrs. and Miss. Like, I'd be like, Mr. Anderson, can we play soccer in the backyard? I don't think I called them their first names until like college age.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's probably not until you're an adult that you get introduced as, you know, hey, this is my dad, Jeff.
There's a weird thing. So my mom is Patricia. My dad is Shoki. Shoki's my middle name, but there's a weird thing in Middle Eastern culture where...
Well, it's not weird. It's perfectly natural.
They get down on a carpet and they fly around. There's a weird thing in Middle Eastern culture.
I can show you our culture.
There's a weird thing where they... other people call my dad Abu Adil, which is father of Adil.
Adil, yeah.
So every time people would, like, if I'm with my dad and people would see him in the community or at the mosque or, you know, if we go to prayer on Friday or something or go out for dinner or something, people would be like, oh, Abu Adil. And I'm like, I would look up and be like, hello. And they're like, no, you idiot. I'm talking to your dad.
Is that because you're the firstborn?
It's because I'm the firstborn son.
Son.
My sister's older, but in Middle Eastern culture, go figure.
Yeah. So if there were other sons, they would still call him Abu Adil?
I think, now I'm like... he's in Texas and has I have like
oh so
half
it's
brothers and sisters.
Texas it's like Texas
so I think
rules
now yes
Texas rules
Texas rules
Texas rules, Texas rules. Varsity Blues
sure
I don't want your wife I don't want my wife I'm sorry to the 10 people who said they'd never listen again if I said that. Fuck you.
wow, that's quite an apology.
No,
yeah. That's
go.
A JPC level
no,
apology.
Go,
people are like,
back.
Don't ever say that or I'll stop listening. And by the way, I have ears, fucker. Can you hear me?
JPC apology is, I'm sorry if you were offended.
That sucks. Thank God I'm here.
Japes, today you're our sopa.
Yes, sopa de ropa.
Sopa de Rossi.
I just play it safe and call everyone hot stuff.
I call,
hey, hot stuff, can we play soccer in the backyard?
I call significant other's parents Big Spender. I know I'm old-fashioned, but I think it's great if you call the man Big Spender and you call the woman Hot Stuff. That's just how I was raised.
Call the mom Uber and the dad Lyft.
Love it.
There was a time growing up, I'll never forget this, but we were driving home from my grandparents' house, and it was me and my two brothers in the car with my mom. My mom is driving. My mom was at a stoplight, and she
Did
was.
You say mama's at a stoplight?
Mama's at a stoplight. My mom was at a stoplight. She was taking a drink of a Dr. Pepper, and my little brother just says, "Mom, how many times have you been to prison?" And my mom spit Dr. Pepper all over the front.
That's incredible.
And then said eight.
Well, what was funny was my mom is a stenographer, and so sometimes she would have to go into like county jail and do depositions, you know, as stenographer.
Oh, that's wild.
And so my little brother was asking, like, how many times has she been to prison? But the matter of fact way of just be like asking an adult, like, how many times have you been to the slammer?
Yeah. Most adults go there, right?
Most adults go to jail.
I'll go there too.
Can she type up all our episodes?
She could, yeah. But it would be in shorthand, the stenographer code. They do, it's like a phonetic shorthand, so it's like not real words, and then they have to like transcribe it from the shorthand.
If she does it, the payment will be, we will release you back to her.
Back to her custody?
We'll take you out of your tank and release you back to the
I
ocean.
Think there's also like programs now that do that to various degrees of, you know,
it's called Shazam.
Yeah, it's just, Shazam.
Now stenographers just hold up the app Shazam. And
they're like, you're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle. What if we were like talking in public and someone Shazammed us and they were like, this is a bad podcast.
I know that
we're
voice.
Laughing, but in 2 years, that's how technology will work. You'll be like, who is this person? And you'll scan them and you'll like,
the technology will
look
be,
at their fucking LinkedIn.
You'll hold up your camera and it'll scan faces and be like, here's a celebrity. Here's you're 3 degrees from this person. You have mutual friends with this.
Yeah my Starbucks 100%. App will give my Dunkin' Donuts a blowjob. It's going to happen. It's going to be the future, guys.
This is your ex wearing a fake face.
We all know it's going to happen.
This is your ex wearing a fake face.
That's a Mission Impossible shit right there.
That happens to the best of us.
That happens to the best of us, Jeremy Renner. What a winner.
I'm ready for riddles, says
no one likes these riddles, but we're contractually obligated by Jake and Amir to do them. So.
If we had our way, we'd talk about parents all day.
Hot steps.
Yes, but Amir My demands that we do these riddles. We're a HeadGum podcast still, right? Still
yeah,
on the network?
Of course. Yes, hopefully, please. Oh, God.
We're the lone HeadGum podcast in Chicago. We got to get some more HeadGum podcasts.
Well, there's one other
Chicago.
One, but it's
is
not
it really?
Very good. No, I'm joking.
What if there is one and we just
there's
did
one
that?
And we just shit on it? They're the only one.
I think they're all LA except for us, and then there's one in New York, I think. Possibly.
Might
it might have changed.
Yeah, they're actually. Hey, check out. This is just a subtle plug.
Everything
for everybody.
On HeadGum is
go
fantastic.
To the HeadGum's website.
And there's like 5 new podcasts.
There's
check
a ton
those out.
Of
yeah,
new
yeah.
podcasts. And they're all very good. But
they're the best.
For now, you're listening to one very bad podcast, and the theme of this very bad podcast is we do riddles. And since I'm a masochist, I'm going to do riddles from this blue book that we all hate so fucking much. I feel like we've been doing riddles out of this blue book,
How
by the
much
way,
is my used car?
For...
It also seems like there's getting you've gone through less pages.
I know.
Than we do it.
Every
it
time I open this up, I'm like, how have we only gone through like 6 pages of this
that
book?
That book is basically, what's the menorah? What's the family?
Necronomicon.
Yes.
You know, the menorah family?
When the Israelites took a dead skin. The menorah, the story is like the, what is their name?
Oh, the oil?
Or something? What's their,
what?
The Maccabees. Maccabees? Virus.
We're the right three to do this.
The Maccabees, they had enough
candle wax
for one night, and somehow they made it last for 8 nights.
8 nights, yeah.
8 crazy nights.
That's
this
Adam
book.
Made.
This book is the Maccabees candle.
I feel like
we're going backwards into
like
this book.
This book looks like an 8th grade science textbook.
So for those of you who don't know the book that we're referring to, this is the book with riddles in them that are probably 30 years old and none of them are applicable anymore.
Book we used in the very first episode.
Oh, it is, yeah. So
we did too.
So here we go. The title of this riddle is Time for Repairs.
Mm.
Kevin got a new digital watch. You already know it's a good one, guys. Kevin got a new digital watch and put it on his wrist. At work, he looked at the office clock and checked his watch. They showed the same time. Later that morning, he couldn't make sense of what the watch showed and decided to return it to the store. Then, before lunch, he again noted that his watch showed the correct time. During his lunch break, he returned to the store, but the sales clerk to whom he showed the watch noted that it showed the correct time, and Kevin agreed that it did. Kevin was soon satisfied that he had a watch that worked perfectly, but the clerk neither opened it for repairs nor replaced it. Explain.
Two solutions. Either one, Kevin is having a stroke, or two...
Stroke of genius, my good boy.
Or two, the clerk he took it to is Jason Mewes. High out of his mind, didn't know what he was talking about.
Jason Mewes. Most of the people listening to this show know who Jason Mewes is, right?
Was he looking at it in the sun or some shit? You know, some shit?
I don't think that he would have that's the shit that we're looking for. I don't
so
think
it's not
that
like it's, what lighting he was looking at it in.
It, does the digital clock show time with like Roman numerals or something? Is it something like that where it's a it's an unorthodox method of
like military time?
Yeah.
No.
2400.
No, it's like a it's a digital watch face, so it's not like, you know, there's no hands or anything. It's not.
But
you
it's
know,
showing
analog.
Numbers.
It's showing numbers
as any clock or
it's
watch
just
would.
Showing
it's digital.
Yeah, it's showing okay. numbers. And it's not looking at the sun. Unfortunately, I do have some hints for this one, so I can give you some of those.
That's terrible news.
Yes.
Your bedside manner is not very good.
No, I've got this clown nose on.
Doctor, be honest. How much longer does this riddle have?
Doctor, be honest. More like Johnny B. Horny, which is what I say when I hear about Michael B. Jordan.
Can I see a different doctor?
Yeah.
I would love to. They don't let other doctors in this mental.
Your bedside manner is okay. Your bedside manner is terrible. You left at 7 a.m. this morning without even kissing me goodbye or breakfast.
You don't like my bedside manner? I built this dollhouse for my daughter.
Bedside manner.
Oh, that's the next Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm. Did the watch work properly, even though Kevin at first didn't think it did? Yes.
Okay. So both times he went to the clerk, it was working.
It was working. Okay. It was working the whole time. Earlier, had Kevin properly set it to the correct time? That's important. Yes. When Kevin noticed something wrong, was the watch showing an incorrect time from running too fast or slow? No.
Is so, Kevin trying to get it for free?
Yeah, dude. He can get
it's
it
like,
for
this
free.
This is broken. Good.
Kevin, you can get it for
you
free.
You fucking get it for free.
No, he's not. He's not trying to rip anybody off. Everyone in this story is being very earnest. Ernest goes to watch.
It has nothing to do with like visuals.
It has everything to do with visuals, my dear boy.
Can I call you out for a second?
Sure.
I wanted to make an Ernest joke, but then earlier I got my hand slapped when I mentioned Jason Mewes. So I thought it best not to mention Ernest, and then you did, and you looked at me like you were a superstar. And
Ernest is the Silent Bob of our generation.
Let me flip a coin and decide who stays. Ready?
That coin just has two of JPC's
heads. Hit me in
heads.
The eye. I'm leaving. Okay.
Yeah. Do you clowns have an answer for this riddle?
It's a little rude.
Yes. I'm sorry. It's rude to call this a riddle.
All the hints did was say, like, everyone's telling the truth, and
so
that's it.
You were on the right track. You were
with
on the right
what?
Track with nothing was broken mm-hmm. on this watch, and it's a display issue. It's an issue of Kevin reading the display.
Is he colorblind?
He's not colorblind, and that's not what
guess.
Colorblindness is.
When you can't see time, right? Cher's colorblind, right?
I've become recently obsessed with people putting on the colorblind glasses and crying.
Oh, you mean those like videos of people seeing color for the first time?
Mm-hmm. If I could turn
those are very good.
Time.
It's like the, you know, people hearing for the first time.
Did you see the one with, like, it was like a bride and groom first look, and she brought him those glasses, and he was like, these are so expensive. Like, why did you buy it? Like, I'm so sorry.
We're ruined.
And then, yeah, basically. And then he put them on, and the first thing he saw was her in her wedding dress.
And he's like, you're red?
Yes, you
no,
married
no,
me.
No, no, I'm leaving.
Congratulations.
I would love it if those videos had more of an arc to them, and it was like, we, you know, you give like a 6-year-old girl a hearing aid for the first time, and suddenly she can like hear the sounds of the world, and she's just overcome with emotion. And then you show her a graph of like how we're gonna run out of water in 12 years.
I want it to be.
He's like, I love my cochlear implant, but now I won't have water.
But the bottles are going away.
Mm-hmm. I want him to give like a little kid a cochlear implant, and then be like, can you hear? And they start crying. They're like, I can hear. And then they put on like Chris Gaines. And the kid's like, I'm good.
Put
take
on
it
an
out,
episode
take
of The Nanny.
Actually, Nanny's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's very true. Fred Drescher.
Okay, what's the answer to this riddle?
What? You don't just get the answer to the riddles.
I'm bored
now.
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do. That's how it goes. Okay, so real quick. Kevin got his digital watch and put it on his wrist. At work, he looked at the office clock and checked his watch. They showed the same time. So at work, it's right. First time he checks it. Later that morning, he couldn't make sense of what his watch showed him and decided to return to the store. Then before lunch...
Was it upside down?
Aaron, it is upside down. Cue the music. You got it. You nailed it. It's a digital watch.
Aaron wins again.
When he first looked at his watch in the morning, it showed the time as 10:01. Upside down, what is that? Correct. It's 10:01. You both looked at me like you didn't know where you fucking were.
What did I say when I sat down? I said, I'm having a cloudy day today.
Later that morning, it showed 11:11. What's 11:11 upside down?
1-1-1-1.
Great. It's 10:01. Adel, very good. During his lunch break, it showed 12:21. The rest of the morning, it did not show the correct time. Kevin was unknowingly wearing his digital watch upside down.
Can I say something pretty fucking crazy that he looked at his work clock and his watch at the exact right times?
That's true.
Well, was it Kevin Sorbo? Because he's blessed by the gods.
Yes.
We can assume that this was written
in like 1981, so we can assume it was Kevin Sorbo.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a scene.
Hold on. This riddle book is written by Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin Sorbet?
Make sure read it again. Read it again.
The poor man's.
What's that?
Read it again.
Okay. This riddle book is written by Kevin Sorbo?
Yeah, there we go. All right. I want to see a scene. Adel, you're a boss. You're a very serious boss. JPC. You're a box.
I was like, where's this going?
Adel, you're a very
Honestly,
serious box.
Honestly, we're
going
to do that next.
You're a serious box.
And JPC, you are late for the fifth time that week. It's a Friday. You've been late all week. And you're just going to do as many excuses as it takes to be forgiven
by
your boss.
Gotcha.
Hey, Michael, grab a
chair.
Hey,
Dan. Did you get new teeth?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
They look great.
They were my grandpa's.
Wow, congratulations.
He passed away and... I'm so sorry
to hear.
Yeah, we just wanted to...
Well, I will see you a little later today.
Oh, sorry. This was about my teeth, but I had something else that I just remembered.
Oh.
The last 5 days you've been late. Now, I'm not going to get into your period, but I know that tends to mean that you're out late drinking or you don't care about your job anymore.
No. Oh, my God. I'm so glad that you brought this up with your new teeth. You know how I have been wanting to do more charity work. I've been giving blood.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been trying to get into more charity work ever since
Is giving blood charity work?
Yes.
That seems like a stretch.
Well, no, because what I've been told is they're giving my blood to people who really are not doing well.
As opposed to
healthy people, and
so
sometimes
most
they do,
blood goes to just healthy people.
Sometimes they give it to dogs to make them faster.
Your blood makes dogs faster.
I'm a universal donor.
Sorry, let me lock the door here. Can I?
Huh?
Can I have some of it?
Well,
I have a race tomorrow. I have a marathon tomorrow.
It actually makes dogs faster. It makes humans sluggish.
Sorry, I'm going to race to see how fast I can watch Iron Man.
I'm sorry. No, I can give you the blood. I just donated, so I am going to need, I think it's like 7 hours before the blood regenerates.
Huh.
And I'll probably need some cookies and orange juice.
Yeah, whatever you want. And if I can get you a raise or whatever you need. Can I also say something?
Yeah, I can use a shave.
Great. Can I also say just away from the rest of the employees?
Sure,
I really just want to thank you for, I know a lot of people didn't respect, you know, a box with teeth as their boss.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the drawings. I saw people taking
supplies,
boxes from supplies and drawing faces on them and go, this boss?
I never look at those.
Okay.
Yeah. But yes, I mean, I understand that.
And also, I know I'm your direct boss, but Zip. I'm an undercover box. I'm actually CEO of the entire company.
You're the CEO.
I was in a smaller box.
The corrugated EO.
You're fired.
Scene.
Can we get away with doing a full scene from Death of a Salesman without crediting them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arthur Miller's estate is married to Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ah.
Are you married to Daniel Day-Lewis for that reference?
Arthur Miller's daughter is married to Daniel Day-Lewis.
So I've got another one.
They met
for you
when
guys.
He was in the Crucible.
Wow, 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. This one is titled "Watching the Game." Kevin at a sports bar.
That's one of my favorite movies. Top 5 movies of all time.
Watching the Game.
Michael Douglas and Sean Penn. The Game. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah,
legit a great.
That might be a good review crew.
If you're an Escape to the Room fan, or even just like a puzzle, or like nerd, you would love The Room. So good.
The Room?
No.
No, what did I say?
The Game.
The Game. The Game. The Room
You'd
is
also
very
love
different.
The Room.
No,
the game,
everybody
the game.
Loves The Room.
You guys know I'm drunk.
The Game is the one where Michael Douglas is like, he pays for a service or someone pays
No,
for...
Sean Penn. Well,
okay, no, I'm not going to ruin it.
We're
but
not going to ruin it.
The premise is that...
It's his birthday and he gets a special experience, but it doesn't go as planned.
It's like a kidnapping thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like some people are out to get him.
What year is that movie?
I'd say 98 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say 97? Late 90s.
Because I must have watched that when I was a kid.
That and Copland are like two of the most underrated movies of all time.
I watched that and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang in the same weekend.
Wow.
And now they're sort of the same movie in my head. I get parts of those. I go, wait, which one? And then I remember.
Can I tell you, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang for me was a transformational movie to watch. I think it was the first like dark comedy that I ever was either cognizant of or like truly like was at an age where I could watch and appreciate. But man, oh man, that movie's so dark and so fucking funny.
When they're in the bar and they're saying that person looks like blank, like,
oh my God.
I'm like, this, you can write like that in a movie? Like, typically it's the most forced, you know.
We should watch that for
recycled shit.
Too.
Yeah,
but absolutely. Also,
Robert Downey Jr.'s energy in that, speaking to a young JPC.
He's in that movie, he is such a good actor. And Val Kilmer is also super underrated. He's so fun. The scene where Robert Downey Jr. Accidentally shoots the guy in the parking lot because he didn't know how many bullets were left in it. And Val Kilmer goes, "Who taught you math?" Oh God, that's a really fucking great movie. But this is not a great movie. This is a terrible riddle. And the title is "Watching the Game."
Mm-hmm.
Kevin had a sports bar, one with several TV screens, hooked up to a satellite receiver and tuned to receive popular sports events.
Oh, boy.
One day, there was a ball game in a stadium nearby.
There was a ball game?
The game blacked out from the local TV stations and even from local satellite receivers. But Kevin and his customers saw the game on TV anyway.
The reflection of the game.
I totally blacked out.
The reflection of the game, because it was nearby, was on the TV.
TVs were upside down.
Yes, Adel's correct. The TVs were upside down.
The TV was the mother.
But every time they looked, it was a close-up of the ball, so you couldn't tell if it was up or down.
No.
Just like JFK Jr.'s
playing. No. These are all wrong answers, and they piss me off.
But mine was
they
right.
They punch you off.
No.
Yes, it was.
What was yours?
Yes, it was.
No.
I'm shoving you in this locker. Oh. Yes, say my answer was right.
Give us your lunch money. I want to see a scene.
Say my answer was right.
I want to see a scene.
You guys don't even attempt to guess. You just go right to see.
The two of you go to the same high school. Aaron, you're a little bit older, a little bit more mature for your age.
Okay.
James, you're a little younger and smaller. And Aaron, you're a bully, but a bit of an unorthodox bully in terms of your methods and means.
Excuse me, I just need to get to class.
Excuse me, I just need to get to class. You're not getting by me.
Please, Marge.
No.
Please. I can't be late again. I'm going to get in trouble.
No.
And no one believes that you're stopping me from going to class.
You know how to get by me. What do I say?
You say I have to call my dad and tell him that I love him on the phone.
Yeah, call your parents and tell them you love them, because you don't know how long they're going to be around.
I don't want to. I have all these emotions and moods.
Give me your phone.
Here you go.
I'm going to text your mom.
No, please.
Oh, here I go.
She can't read tone from text. She won't know it's not me.
Principal Williams, I just wanted to say that Marge in school, you know Marge.
Mm-hmm.
She's been bullying my son. I receive a dozen calls a day from my son telling me he loves me, and it's disrupting my life.
Mm-hmm.
Is there
mm-hmm.
something that can be done?
Did your son mention if Marge was a student or part of the faculty?
No, just said that she has a leopard print faux fur coat.
Interesting.
What is this? Would we call that cheetah silk? Is that your nickname, Cheetah Silk?
Yeah, we call it Cheetah Silk. Yes, I'll find this Marge
You're
student.
You're sweating profusely.
And I'll put her in her place, huh?
What's this name tag here? Marge?
Yeah, my name is Marge.
Is that short for you're married?
Did you rat on me?
No.
You freaking rat.
Principal Marge, I would never do that.
Same.
Okay, no. So Aaron, you were wrong. You keep insisting that you're right, but it was incorrect.
Can we hear the riddle again, please?
I did that because remember the Patreon episode where
we kept making you the teacher,
making me the principal.
JPC
and then this
did,
time I decided to be the principal.
Hey, you got to own your power. Kevin at a sports bar, one with several TV screens hooked up to a satellite receiver and tuned to receive popular sports events.
Sorry, JPC, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Can you tell me what the name of the sports bar was?
Dick's final shudder.
I am glad you asked.
One day, there was a ball game in a stadium nearby. The game was blacked out from the local TV stations and even from local satellite receivers. But Kevin and his customers saw the game on TV anyway. How?
The TVs, he didn't have TVs.
No, he did. He did.
He just had windows Mm-mm. that he put dials on.
No, it's not about. It's not
and
about.
The windows
adorable.
Looked into the stadium.
It's a bar for idiots.
Damn, that's clear reception. And no commercials ever. And bugs.
Well, some commercials.
TV. The TV never works when it rains.
Hey, I just want.
Sometimes a Coke truck drives by. That's a commercial.
I just want to apologize for my cousin Darren last week falling through your TV and dying.
He fell out of a fourth story TV.
Yeah, I'm glad you're apologizing TV. For that. Yeah,
he fell into a TV and fell 24.
If you die in TV, you die in real life.
Okay.
Okay, we've had our fun.
You know, it's what's important here is that it's close by.
Would you like no? that is, I think that's what Adel's going for with like the TV's the window, but it's not like
no. I said that before the reflection, but it's like not. It's like you don't need the. You don't need a. You don't. Need
he's
a,
using the satellite here. Let me give you some. Let me give you some of these Q&As for
well,
this one.
Can I ask? Yes. Answer something real quick, or not answer? Can I attempt?
Uh-huh.
Is it because satellite?
You would like to solve the puzzle?
Yes.
Spin the wheel.
Are there any A's?
700. There are three A's.
There are 700 A's.
There are 700 A's.
Something Italian sausage?
What does Fonzie say?
Oh, man, I almost just threw up in my mouth.
Ooh, that's what Fonzie says?
I almost threw up in my mouth.
Is it a thing? I don't know a ton about satellites. Satellite suggests that you're trying to get a signal from far away.
Yes.
Satellite.
Is it satellite? Dave Matthews. Is it that they were in the radius of like the public broadcast or something? Like it didn't matter that their satellite was out. It's just, it's so.
That's what
in
I, the
such
point I was
proximity.
Trying to make yeah. with it being close.
No. Okay. So, I mean, I think that you're on the right track, but that's not the right conclusion there. Because okay, let me give you some clues for this. So, did Kevin use an illegally manufactured descrambler? That's like the transponder that he was using. No. Did he have an accomplice at a TV station or at a satellite company? No. Did he have a non-competing accomplice who ran another sports bar? Yes.
What? A non-competing accomplice?
Yes.
So he just stole the cable from a different bar.
This is like that movie Be Kind Rewind where they accidentally delete all the movies and they have to reenact them.
I forgot that movie existed until just now. You said Be Kind Rewind. I was like, this can't possibly be a thing. That was a Jack Black vehicle, correct?
Mm-hmm. No, movie.
Hold on. Sometimes Cars is movies. Sometimes Cars is movies. Sometimes
yeah,
Cars 2
is
movies.
Pixar could say that Cars is movies. So he had an accomplice at a non-competing sports bar.
So it's a chain.
No, it's not a chain.
Is his friend's sports bar in the stadium? His friend is filming it and then sending him like live feed from the camcorder?
That is a very good guess, but no.
They're stealing cable from the guy next door.
It's kind of that, but not really. So let me think of the
and cable. When we say cable, we mean the X-Band from the future.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Played by Thanos. What's
Ron
that guy's name?
Perlman? No. What's his name?
The guy who plays
Barbra Streisand's
Jack Black.
Stepson.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Josh Brolin played
Thanos Cable.
And Cable, and I think those movies came out relatively close.
I say Thanos, you say
Cable.
Thanos
and Cable.
Let's call the whole thing Snap.
Tomato, Patanos.
Aaron is blacking out.
She's post-potatoes.
She's got no oxygen.
Y'all ask too much for me.
Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna give you the answer on this one because
I like that.
I think you guys were very close. So, you're going to love this. Satellite signals are generally scrambled. To receive them in usable form, you buy an electronic device, a transponder, and pay royalties to the satellite company, which in turn sets your transponder to unscramble the appropriate signals.
I'll take my eggs, satellite.
Kevin's accomplice ran a sports bar in a distant city and also had a transponder. To obtain unscrambled signals of locally blacked out games, they merely swapped transponders.
This riddle is written as if someone was writing a riddle but had a gun to their head from a mafioso and they said, no specifics. Because it's like a sports bar watching a ball game.
How the hell was I supposed to get that one? I'm serious.
In a distant city.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Adel, you're that guy. You're the mafioso guy. And JPC, you have to scramble to make up a riddle that makes any bit of sense.
Gotcha.
I need that riddle yesterday.
Yeah, boss. Okay. Oh, yeah, a riddle, yeah.
Yeah, a riddle.
Sure, I worked on it. Okay,
let's hear it. And remember.
Yeah, make him make the riddle.
Yeah, my kid sister wants the riddle. It's for her birthday.
Okay, so.
Which is also her wedding day.
Yeah, and on her wedding day, you can't refuse.
Can't refuse a riddle's offer.
Mm-hmm. So.
Horsehead. The horsehead was in the bed.
Al Pacino.
There's a guy.
No. Al Capone.
Al Capone.
There's a guy, a total Jamocha Shake type of guy, right? And he's in a hospital bed. He's in a sick people laid down device.
Robert De Niro's good.
Mm-hmm.
You said Jamocha Shake. Be more vague.
Okay. He's in a non-specifically branded chocolate milk drink.
Chocolate's too specific.
Okay. Oh boy. Non-specifically branded bovine additive flavor enhanced.
I like it.
Okay.
And this man, he's very sick. Every third day...
Oh, too specific.
I'm sorry.
Moxie, shoot his kneecap.
No.
Here I come to shoot your kneecap.
Don't get in close.
You gotta get kneecap all over your jacket.
I have bad eyesight. I gotta go right up to the kneecap to get the kneecap.
Oh, no, you're getting too close to the TV. Oh, no!
No!
We all fell through the TV.
We landed. We're fine. Keep going.
Oh, welcome. I'm the nanny.
Okay, I'll take, are there any A's?
The scene started so clean.
Scene.
Toss salad and satellite eggs.
Speaking of clean, let's all take some time to wipe the blood off of ourselves, and we'll be back right after these riddle brooms.
Riddle brooms.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
It makes you pretty funny on a podcast.
That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's CLARITIN.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh,
Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code RIDDLE and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HENSONSHAVING.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back. The year is 2023. We're still solving riddles from the blue book.
It's the only thing that's keeping us alive. Or is it killing us? We don't know.
I got younger.
What are you doing?
How?
I'm sitting in a kiddie pool drinking a martini, and I'm like 19 now? I look amazing.
But your head is sewn onto a kiddie.
You shouldn't drink a martini if you're 19.
Don't be a freaking narc.
You're
dude.
Under future arrest.
Yes, we're precogs.
Let me put on the space cuffs.
Precogs
I assume.
Can still get you pregnant.
Everyone precogs. It's common. It's common.
I literally ran away from you.
Baby, where are you going?
It happens to lots of cogs.
Just a little precog.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but can we have more riddles from the terrible book?
I know. I think that if we have any more riddles from the blue book today, all of our brains will explode, and mine included. I hate reading them. So we did too, that we should all get medals for that.
We should, yeah.
And by medals, I do mean bullets in our brains.
Yeah.
Medal. So instead, we are going to do a riddle from a listener. This listener, it goes simply by Anurin. Anurin. A-N-E-U-R-I-N. Anurin.
Sort of like my name, but with different vowels.
U-R-I-N. Maybe it's just Aaron.
Aneuron.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce it. They definitely did not say how to pronounce it. But the email is titled, I Am Become Old Man Riddle, Destroyer of Brain Cells. So you know it's going
to
be good.
This person's listened to every episode.
Yes. So Aneuron, I'm just going to say A from now on. Who is A? A says...
Is that a Pretty Little Liars reference?
Yes, it's a Pretty Little Liars reference.
Well, from you?
Reference, so right?
There's a secret. Can you keep it?
Don't know
no,
it.
No, this one you made. Then lock it in your pocket. Put this one
I love
in
that
the
you're singing the Dirty Little Secret song.
Dirty Little Secret.
I love that you're singing it as if it's a 1950s USO show.
A coffin, and there's coffins, and there's makeup, and there's blonde white women there. Yes.
And now Bob Hope.
My reference point for Pretty Little Liars is there was, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, there was like a before the movies thing that I would see all the time in like the Maria Menounos.
Maria Menounos.
Did you say Maria Menounos?
I'm Maria Menounos. I'm a sentient cup of ramen, and I'm here to tell you about Mark Wahlberg.
Maria Mementos. Maria Memento. She just has like tattoos all over her body to remind her.
I'm here to talk to you about Fast and the Furious 9.
Maria McGruber. But there was a next season on Pretty Little Liars, and they were all talking about like who is A, and like we're discovering the identity of A.
Yeah,
that's my only reference.
Maria Menounos.
No, the whole conceit is like there's a blog at the school that nobody knows who's writing it. Is that it?
That's yes. Gossip Girl.
Oh, what's
you're
A?
You're so cute.
Who's A?
A killed someone,
and they're not dirty.
No.
Like
a, so
are they dirty or pretty?
They're Pretty
Dirty
Little
Sexy
Liars.
Money was a different television show.
Okay, if my memory serves me, Pretty Little Liars is these four best friends, and there used to be a fifth best friend, and her name was Allie, and she died.
Mm. Yes.
And then the four best friends are trying to move on, but they're at her funeral, and they get a text from her, mm-hmm. from A, Allie.
From A.
And so they're just trying to figure out if someone's messing with them or if she's not really dead.
Mm.
But A has all sorts of dark information about this town.
Yeah.
And JPC, who's saying... Pretty Black Backpack?
That was Buck Cherry.
No, that was Maria Menounos.
Stroke 9.
It was Stroke 9. It was Stroke 9. It was also Jay and Silent Bob were featured in that video, I believe.
Little Black Backpack?
Yeah, so it all comes full circle. Jason Mewes. would you guys eat Jason Muesli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
He could have
named a cat Jason Mewes.
Here's a story riddle and a math riddle that I know probably slightly mangled from memory, so feel free to edit as needed. Mm-hmm. I won't. Here's the first one.
Don't send us your riddles to edit. That sucks.
A lot of people send us riddle homework. Three brothers took part in a marathon. The first brother was of medium build and went at a medium pace. The second brother was short and fat and walked leisurely.
As soon as you said medium pace, Casey started to smile, and 100% I know it's because of the Adam Sandler song.
Also, medium pace, that's how I like my salsa. Thank you.
Medium pace picante.
The third brother was faster than everyone else, and everyone bet that he would win. He was second. Who won?
What was the second
Not
brother?
Not either of the
so
brothers.
So first brother was...
First brother was of medium build and went at a medium pace.
Okay.
How like my salta? Salta. The second brother was short and fat and walked leisurely. The third brother was faster than everyone. And everyone bet that he would win. He was second. Who won?
Second to one of the brothers or just second in the race in general?
He was second. I think it's a three brothers took part in a marathon. I think it's,
so this
it's
is like just Deathly Hallows.
It's just the three of them, basically.
All right, the person who won isn't one of them.
No. One. It's just the three brothers. Okay. There's no one else in the marathon.
They started at different times.
He was second.
No, they all started at the same time. They ran a. It was a fair race, I would say.
Was the winner like a dog who drank some blood?
Yeah, was the winner a dog who drank some blood?
Yes. This listener listened to our previous...
From the future.
It was a dog who drank some blood. No, that is not correct. So their build, I would say, probably matters a lot here. First brother, medium build, medium pace. Second brother, short, fat, leisurely pace. Third brother, faster than everyone, but they came in second.
The second brother won.
Do we say how long the race was?
What's that?
Did you say how long the race
is? No, it's just like a...
Is this like a tortoise and the hare situation?
No, it's a marathon. It's not a tortoise and a hare.
Just kidding. Can you imagine if I never heard that?
You know the Pretty Little Liars song verbatim, but you don't know...
No, I really don't. I did a lot of secrets and we're keepits and there's makeup there too. And there's golden little jewelry and there's people just like you.
Wait.
Just like me?
Keep singing. We're going to... Japes and I are going to back off the mic so we can get a clean take. So anybody who wants to spice this in to the intro can watch that on their computers.
Go ahead.
There's a secret, don't you keep it? We're right by a grave. There's a pocket in your locket, put in this one near the graves. If I show you about coffins and blonde women too, and two can keep your socket, cause this one isn't dead.
Can we set up that? Throw it in the ocean.
Can we set up a separate Patreon where just Aaron tries from memory to like recreate theme songs?
I'll do 100.
Let's hear the Weeds theme song, Aaron.
Little boxes and we're getting high. Little boxes made of ticky tacky. Little boxes, we are high. And the show has a weird tone. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one. And they're all made
and if
out
you
of high people.
Bar
and the mom and son want to fuck. Give me another. I want to roll.
Golden Girls.
Yeah.
What is that? Thank you for being a friend. What is that? Thank you for being a friend. Only one of us is still alive.
Oh, God.
Give me another one.
Frasier.
Scrambled eggs.
She's listening, Steve.
You're really
listening. Cheers and Frasier.
This was the wrong exercise.
Frasier's been on two different shows. One named after him, one in a bar.
Okay, so I will say that this marathon in this riddle.
Marathon gas station.
It is metaphorical.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The marathon is...
My life is a metaphorical marathon.
So, all right, let's see if you can get the answer without knowing how. The question is who won, and there's three brothers.
Is one O-N-E? Who won?
No, it's who
second?
It's who okay. W-O-N.
The second brother.
No.
Is this... when we talk about...
The second
brother
did not.
Hold on.
No.
Came in... Both times when we ask place or we talk about one or second, are we talking about age or finishing?
All it says is the third brother was faster than everyone else, and everyone bet that he would win. He was second. Who won?
Is it when they say he's faster than everyone? It doesn't say he's fastest at running. It could be fastest at sex.
That's true. But it's more of a metaphor. It's more of a metaphor, so it doesn't really have to do with a foot race.
Okay, well, here I said, was it the first brother who won?
No.
You said no, and I said, was the second brother won? You said no,
order?
So no one won.
Birth order?
No.
The first brother won?
No.
Or the third brother won?
Yes.
And he got second.
Well, he didn't get second.
He came in
second.
He was second. He
but
was
he
second in the order of the brothers, but he won.
I gotta see a scene. I'm sorry. I have to see a scene.
Okay.
But I was right.
Let's see about this scene.
This is gonna be, Japes and I are announcers for for the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Aaron, you are doing the 400 meter dash for the USA.
Sure.
You have entered yourself in the competition twice. So you take up two lanes somehow, and you're gonna somehow try to come in first and second. And you're mic'd up.
Okay.
And here we go, the 400-meter dash.
Bit of an odd one this year, as the U.S. and Canada is being represented by one racer.
I'm going to serpentine, I think.
Okay. And she is she's in lane 1 and 7.
Did I try to run backwards? No, that's nothing.
Okay. And they're on their blocks.
We have mic'd her up. It's the only racer that is mic'd up. We shouldn't do it, but... Hell.
And the mic back weighs about, what would we say, 15 pounds?
Yeah. We don't know weight.
Okay. Someone's taken out a gun and, oh, someone is shot on the field.
Oh,
we're going to get them some.
That is the Archduke.
Franz Ferdinand.
It looks like it's going to be war.
Love that song. Love that song. Oh, and here are the officials pulling out their gun.
Okay.
And
away we go.
Okay. I'm in the first lane. And then I'm going to side to 7.
Is
and
running.
Now I'm in 7. And then side.
She's
okay. Side.
She looks like
making lateral moves.
Like doing the Newton's cradle, just bouncing to and fro, pendulous swing.
I'm going to do a quick cartwheel into the 7 lane.
Oh, it looks like she has 3 or 4 hernias now.
Oh, God. Okay. And
I've never seen that many spontaneous hernias.
You know what? I'm just going to run right across the field.
In my career,
in the middle. And then, I laughed.
Of course,
I'm in front of everyone.
This woman famously can't think internally.
Run. Why'd you mic me up if you didn't want me to do this? Run. Here we go.
I think she can hear us talk, Jim.
Well, yes.
Can you keep it?
She's got a headset.
And there's lockets in your pockets bringing this.
And unbelievable. Canada has finished in first, and Canada's running backwards. And now running back across,
second.
And America
has
gotten third.
And the world is embroiled in war.
See.
Okay, so we were close.
I was right.
Say it again, Aaron.
He was the second brother in birth order, but he won first in the marathon.
No, because every part of this is metaphorical. There is no birth order.
He died first. He was born second, but he died first.
There's no birth order because these are three brothers in a metaphorical sense. None of these are born.
Oh, Bible. The Bible.
The Bible. Brothers.
Yes.
Analogous.
Brothers.
Analogous.
Analogous. Analogous. Analogous. Analogous.
Wait, somebody call for analogous. Don't touch my screws.
We've come for your daughter, Chuck.
Okay, so
Analogous.
When I say that these are three brothers, so their physical description matters. They're not actually family. It's metaphorical.
But they're not people.
They're not people,
they're
and
not
there's no race.
People.
They're not people, and there's no race. It's all a metaphor for something else, but they're physical.
You always say there's no race. We get it.
Post-racial America.
You're colorblind.
I'm colorblind. I'm completely colorblind.
Are they
I can't
planets?
Tell time.
Are they squares? Are they circles?
Adel was close.
With?
Can't tell time.
They're numbers.
All the time. They're stars.
No.
Can't
they're
tell.
Clocks.
Clocks. Oh, hey, I'll read it again.
They're hands on a clock.
Correct.
The second hand, the minute hands.
Bingo,
Jeff,
ha-ta-ta.
The fat
The answer is that the third brother won, and it's a metaphor for the hands on a clock. The first brother is the minute hand, came in second out of the brothers. Brother two is the hour hand, came last out of them. And brother three is the second hand who won. So they were second, but they also won. That's a clock, baby.
Well, I want to see a scene. I'll be the second hand because I talk the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
JPC.
That was my high school nickname.
You'll be the minute hand and you're going to be the hour hand. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My bed is too warm.
My bed is too cold.
I'm moving too fast to be in a bed.
You have to go to bed, young miss.
Yes, look at the hour. It's midnight.
Wait, Hetty, why am I red and you two aren't?
Because you're a Republican.
Yes, we're both Democrats.
The second hand is a Republican?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give me an example as to why.
Okay.
What about my policy? Scream Republican. Well, I'm on the other side of the clock now.
You're so long, you're the straightest one. Okay.
What else?
Don't really want to wade into
also,
this territory.
Also, it was your choice.
Coming back around, and I'm passing you again.
Yes, it was your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy. I'm obviously the tallest and the thinnest, and not the shortest and the fattest. So I'm by definition a centrist, which makes me a Democrat.
I'm coming back to this side of the clock. So you, from now on, you want every listener of this show to think that the second hand on clocks are Republicans.
That's not a me thing.
We're going to get so many Republicans taking videos of them burning their clocks in their front yard.
Don't throw your Keurig out of your window. And by the way, we've seen the videos. You're throwing the Keurig into a TV.
Yes.
That is very different.
I vote out of fear and not with my morals. Come back and around.
Seen. All right.
That took a turn.
Oh, hey, that's territory we all wanted to walk. Here we go. Puzzle number two. This is also from A.
This is the math one?
It's a math one.
Great.
A person is buying the finishing touches for a house they're building from a hardware store.
Okay.
One cost 25 cents, 11 cost 50 cents, 111 cost 75 cents. When they leave, they've spent 75 cents, but can carry their purchase easily. What did they buy?
I got it.
Yeah? Do you know it?
I think I sincerely know it.
I think Adel knows it. I think he's so confident that he knows it.
I believe not plastic. Is it like the tin metal numbers that go on the outside of the house?
Abso-freaking.
Or not even tin. It could be just
It's the numbers that go on the outside of a house.
Oh, nice.
So one cost 25. Their new address was, 111, whatever. But yes, they spent.
I would have bought 311.
That's really good. That's a really, really good
riddle. Hey, neighbors, come original. I like to come original. I want to see a scene.
Oh, it says that they're building their own house. If you're building your own house and you're not making it 420, whatever street you're on, you're a fucking idiot.
You get to choose what number you're.
No!
I want to see a scene. Aaron and Japes, you live in the same neighborhood. This is in a distant city. We'll say it's Milwaukee because we like Milwaukee. And Japes just moved into the neighborhood, and he is Aaron. You're his next door neighbor. You're on the same street. There's no cross street. You are 417 East 2nd Street. Somehow JPC's house says 69 420 Street.
Hey neighbor.
Hey neighbor.
Your grass is looking less dead.
Well, it just takes a little TLC.
Huh, yeah.
Go chasing waterfalls.
Hey, get back to mowing. No one's paying you to sing.
I was a star.
Yeah, were.
Oh
you
God.
Were a star. Now you're a fucking lawnmower.
Is it chilly out here, or is it just me? T-Boss.
I'm so sorry about them.
No, it's fine. We also have some washed up has-beens.
Yeah.
In our yard work.
Is that,
somebody once mowed me.
Is they that three doors down?
yes.
Wow.
And I couldn't remember any of my songs.
That's a Smash Mouth song.
They're doing Smash Mouth songs.
Yeah, they're
TLC,
pretty
do you
sad.
Know any Smash Mouth songs?
Walking
on the Sun?
What's the one from Shrek?
Walking on the Sun.
Yeah, that one.
Anyways, I noticed, and this is going to sound crazy, when we were trick-or-treating at your house the other night,
this
by the way, great
idea.
Candy. What?
I know that TLC is single. Is Three Doors Down single as well?
Oh my God, are we playing Matchmaker?
Should we set them up?
We're so bad. Is this that we're bored? Are we bored? Is this why we're doing this?
I don't know, but honestly, we're good people, and I think that we should pay for a date between the two of them.
Oh my God, we're
whatever
rich.
Tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes.
We cut to the restaurant.
So, do you want to get any appetizers? No, we're good. Where's the third one? She died. Is that the one who burned down the house? Yeah. Burning down the house is
can
a good song.
Can we take your order?
Huh?
Or...
Can we take
what's
your order?
Can we take your
what
order?
Are your two? We're... Wait, I recognize you two.
Yes.
You two are Papa Roach?
Yes. I'm Jack Papa.
And I'm Jack Papa. And I'm the Danny DeVito one.
Better ingredients? Better ingredients? Better pizza. Papa Roach.
And I'm the Danny DeVito one.
Oh, set up. I'm Jack Papa, and I'm Jack Papa. No work required.
Better riddance, better extermination.
I'll always
Papa Roach.
Be, have you not noticed that I'll always be the same one you say when we say we're a pair?
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
I think we have time for Juan Hmer Hrito.
Okay. Hello, Old Man Puzzles. My name is... sure, why not? Yeah, they signed it. So their name is Alex McMillan. They're a game designer, a quiz writer,
ooh,
and naturally a huge fan of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Incredible.
Does it
thank
say
you for
what
listening.
Games they design?
No, but we could probably figure it out. I've had this riddle written for a while, unsure if you'd find it suitable as it's based on a real event. Okay. But they say feel free to use it. So, returning to Belgium after a competition, the runner up of one of the events began to feel ill and died shortly after making it home. It was discovered that he had ingested the poisonous substance carbofuran and aldicarb during a meal. After significant medical attention, it was deemed that he had ingested this after returning home and not during the event itself. The event coordinators claimed it was inconceivable to believe that
was
this...
the event coordinator Wallace Shawn?
Mm-hmm. And inconceivable is in quotes. To believe that this had occurred during the event. However, even if it were true, the perpetrator would receive less than a year's imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
What was the competition? I missed what the... Is it gaming competition?
It just says returning to Belgium after a competition.
It was like an eating competition.
The runner-up of one of the events began to feel ill and died shortly after making it home.
And in the morning, I'm making Belgian waffles?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a hot dog eating, pie eating contest.
It was not a hot dog eating or pie eating contest, but also if you kill someone at a pie eating contest, you should still you'd still probably get more than a year's imprisonment.
So, please don't tell me that. That's terrible news.
I have a pending trial.
I am fucking screwed.
It said the thing they ate that killed them, they ingested when they got home?
He had ingested the poisonous substances carbofuran and aldicarb.
Yeah.
During a meal. After significant medical attention, it was deemed that he had ingested this after returning home and not during the event itself. The event coordinators claimed it was inconceivable to believe this occurred during the event. However, even if it were true, the perpetrator would receive less than a year's imprisonment.
Was the competition the World Poison Championships?
Welcome to the World Poison...
First prize.
Is that in Belgium?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen In Bruges? Two Assassins?
Great movie.
That movie's amazing.
Very fun movie. Colin Farrell, great actor. I think knowing the specific competition is really the decision maker here. So,
if the person only would have...
Car race.
Would have gotten a year.
Yeah, even if they did...
is it something where it's like... Is the food that they gave them... So it's like maybe a baking competition. They're making some sort of food or whatever it is.
Chlorine.
Cheese competition. Is it something where the food went bad over the course of time? So like they made cheese, but it got too...
I don't think so. No, I don't think it has anything to do...
With food.
It doesn't have anything to do with food.
It clearly has something to do with food.
Well...
they ate...
Yes. They... But the event, people said it was inconceivable.
Is
that
the thing the person ate during a meal, was it something they weren't supposed to eat? That was from the competition, but they mistook for food?
I don't think so. The poisonous substance is carbofuran and aldicarb. I don't know what they are, but they are seemingly poisonous.
Carbofuran,
aldicarb. they are presumably poisonous.
Okay, that's my new T-shirt.
Yeah, I could look them up, but I don't think it's important for the riddle. But the riddle here is why. So why, even if it were true, would the perpetrator receive less than a year's imprisonment?
I don't know.
It'd be unintentional. Is that the angle?
I mean, even if it was intentional, it would be less than a year.
Okay.
Maritime law.
Yes, Belgium is under maritime law.
Married time law. For the hour after you get married, you can do anything.
It's like the purge.
I googled carbofuran. I gargled carbofuran.
Oh, no.
I'm fucked. It just says it's a very poisonous substance. I don't know what it's
for named. A minute, I was thinking that maybe it was something like the snacks on the plane home got accidentally put next to or inside some sort of fuel or content that poisoned it.
Because
that stuff
so.
Sounds like airplane fuel.
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Something.
I think it's like a pesticide or something like that.
Hmm.
Tell us.
Yeah, they're insecticides. Huh. So, do you guys want the answer?
Or a hint.
Okay, so... The specific type of competition will give you pretty much, I mean, that's the clue here.
Hot air balloons.
It's a competition in Belgium. Do you guys know any famous
waffles?
Uh-uh.
That's about it.
Can I give you the name of the competition to see if you know it? Mm-hmm. Crufts.
Crufts. No.
Crufts. Crufts.
Crufts. Oh, that's nope.
It is a famous blank show.
Shit show.
Famously a shit
Welcome
show.
Welcome to the Crufts shit
so
show.
So many people die. I actually want to see. Let me Google it real quick because at time of recording, I think it we might.
Is Crufts an anagram?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
Killing roughly unbelievable really far. RF Cruff? Cruff?
Dog show.
It is a dog show. Mm. Yes. And so the competitor, the runner-up who died, who fell ill and died, was a dog.
Must eat dog.
And I guess you don't get a lot of jail time for killing dogs. So that's the lesson that we all have to be left with.
I just got a dog.
Well, and if you kill it, you're not going to go to jail for a long time.
Gail King, are you listening?
So thank you so much for listening to Hey Riddle Riddle. Remember, have your pets spayed and neutered, and if you don't, just have them killed. Pay a Belgian man to assassinate your dog with poison. That's my public service announcement.
My dog's name is Bob Barker.
Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Yes, I would. I was just recently, today even, I was a guest on the podcast Pretty Much Pop. They had me on to speak about escape rooms and riddles. So please check out Pretty Much Pop and my episode on escape rooms. I also want to give another plug to the Chicago Board Game Cafe, an amazing place to play board games, to do escape rooms by our own Sandy Weiss, and to have some fantastic food and drink. Aaron, anything to plug?
Yes, follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram. And check out my web series, Welcome Back, on YouTube.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Type Welcome Back, Aaron Keefe, K-E-I-F, into YouTube, and you'll find it that way.
And if you also type Welcome Back, Aaron Keefe, into YouTube, you'll find a heartwarming story of a dog named Aaron Keefe returning from war.
Yep, the dog went to war.
The dog went to war, and then they gave the dog cochlear implants mm-hmm. when the dog came back.
The dog shot Franz Ferdinand.
Started
the war.
And as always, you can follow me on Twitter, at GPSoFly, or on Instagram, at SharkBarkman. Aaron, on Earth, it is, you get minimal jail time for killing an animal, but there is a planet where things are a little bit more fair, and that planet is?
It's Jupiter, and you're Jupiter, there's Jupiter.
If you kill a dog, you get killed.
There's Jupiter, and
you kill
Jupiter,
a dog, you get killed.
And Jupiter, dog. And we're scared.
Pretty Little Bye Forever.
Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Mariah didn't want to swim in the ocean because the ocean is full of crab cum.
Yeah, okay.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.